The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Take Two Health and Health Foods Unlimited.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break in.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkel. It is great to be with you this Saturday morning. I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. And I've been here in the Miami Valley for, over 35 years. And right here behind this marvelous microphone for going on 22 years. I'd like to thank Health Foods Unlimited for sponsoring the show. And they have sponsored this show every year, every show since the very beginning. Thank you, Health Foods Unlimited. We are here to help you be healthier. Good health just doesn't happen. Or as I've had acquaintances tell me, that I'm just lucky I'm so healthy. And my mom gets that a lot too, that she's lucky that she's so healthy. And we'll talk about mom in a minute. But yes, I've been here in the Miami Valley for 35 years, and I work at the Take Two Healthcare Center with three other marvelous associate doctors, Dr. Dyer, Dr. Yaley, and Dr. Marchek. And we've got a great website, 3000take2healthcare.com. Let me see if I can pull it up here and see what's on. And we have this week, this month is breast care month. And we are doing, there it is on the front page. You log into Take Two Healthcare, 10% off thermography through the month of April. And it's a non-invasive way to detect inflammation that can develop into breast cancer. And the schedule will fill up fairly quickly on that. In fact, the thermography is used much more in other countries. And it can predict conditions that can lead to breast cancer long before you get breast cancer. Breast cancer is inflammatory and develops from inflammation. And that's what the thermography does. It detects areas that as the studies show, you can detect conditions that can lead to breast cancer 15 years ahead of time with thermography. And we've got some great cases. Dr. Yeh's got some great cases of people who had suspicious findings. And within a few weeks, they're gone. And that's the beauty of doing the testing. It's a safe, painless breast scan. And so there is no radiation, no x-rays, and that kind of thing. And like I said, other countries are doing this are more and more, and some do this as much or more than mammograms. You know, with mammograms, you're getting a ton of radiation. And new 3D mammograms, even more. You're getting like a CAT scan every time you get a mammogram done, which is a ton of radiation. Say our clinic on Far Hills Avenue in Rosas Village. A little bit about what we do. We do mostly laboratory analysis and nutrition. Virtually any condition will show up in blood long before you have symptoms. And I actually happen to have a report here with me. We just don't do testing and say, hey, you're okay. We give people an analysis, a thorough report that explains in detail exactly what the results mean. And I've got a report here. There was a doctor that, as you may or may not know, I'm not here every weekend. I do have three other associates that fill in, but I lecture around the country teaching laboratory analysis and nutrition. And a doctor who had attended my class on, I teach continuing education for doctors. And this doctor had attended a few months before, attended again my class, which was the same materials he heard before. And he's telling me about a case, actually a couple of cases, his own. And if I get time, I'll talk about that. It has to do with his hormones. But he was also talking about a kid, 18-year-old autistic boy. And he'd been autistic, obviously, for his whole life or whatever. And the special challenges and needs that this autistic boy had. And after attending my lecture, the doctor went home and tested himself, and he had some problems. Like I said, if I get time, I'll talk about his cases, which is pretty amazing. But he had a patient came in with autism. He did the testing that we recommend and found some very significant things that are associated or contribute toward autism and neurological mental disorders. So he followed the protocol that he learned at my lecture. And that's why he was attending again, to tell me in person what happened. He said within 4 months, that boy no longer had the symptoms of autism. Completely back to normal. And in fact, he said his parents actually made a special point to come in and thank him for now having a son that they thought there was going to be a dependent and be there was going to be dependent on the parents or family the rest of his life is now back to normal, got a job, got friends, and this doctor said it's like somebody just turned a light on. He just woke up. And it's pretty incredible what happens. And some of the testing that I teach and do, I've got a report here in front of me. It's a sample report. They actually can get a copy of it on a website. But one of the things that this doctor found with the testing, that the hair test showed mild levels of lead. Now, think about these heavy metals. There are a lot of heavy metals in our environment, and kids tend to absorb them more readily than adults do. And it is thought, and I can pretty much attest to the fact that some of these kids with autism and ADD and other neurological mental disorders, as well as people with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and even autoimmune disease like MS and lupus, have an impaired ability to efficiently eliminate toxic heavy metals. And if you do a hair test, and we do a lot of hair tests in our office, hair test is very reliable. It's used for forensics. It's used for drug testing. And so it's very reliable. But you have to understand how to read it, because sometimes the worst people, when you test them, don't show any toxic elements in the hair, even though we know they're in the environment. And it's common when I see autistic kids or kids with ADD, ADHD, or people say with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, you do a hair test, you see a lot of low minerals, but almost no toxic elements. Well, then we do some specialized testing and we can see that the heavy metals are there. The patient just has an impaired ability to get rid of them. And as we do this specialized testing, we can then determine that they're there and we can determine a protocol to follow to get these heavy metals out of the system. And sometimes the results are absolutely so dramatic, just like this doctor coming in to tell me about this patient, 18-year-old boy. I can't say every kid with autism is that way, but listen to about what lead. Oh man, I could go over somebody right now. Look what the symptoms of lead are, and you may have an inability to get rid of it. Signs and symptoms: abdominal pain, irritability, hyperactivity, anorexia, loss of appetite, incoordination. You may have learning disability, speech disturbances, fatigue. You may have problems with constipation, diarrhea, problems with sleep. Epileptic seizures can be caused due to lead toxicity. Epileptic seizures. Headaches, poor memory, inability to concentrate, ADD, ADHD, aberrant behavior, decreased coordination, irritability, gout, anemia, problems with kidneys, nervous system, reproductive system. And other symptoms: anemia, upset stomach, again, fatigue, weight loss, headaches, vertigo, tremors, joint pain, neuritis, mental symptoms, psychoneurosis, poor memory, constipation, inability to concentrate, loss of appetite, loss of muscle strength, muscle tenderness, paresthesias, neuropathy. Lead is known to damage the kidney, liver, and reproductive tract. It's also known to affect other processes, including brain function. It's associated with convulsions, loss of weight, constipation. Lead causes nerve and mental problems, especially learning disabilities affecting learning ability in children. It was reported that IQs of middle-class children dropped 5 to 7 points after lead exposure. And it was demonstrated that lead levels are elevated and that lead levels that are elevated relate to decreased visual and motor performance. Lead interferes with the utilization of calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and zinc. And there are ways to get rid of it. Most common sources of lead are lead-based paints, older homes, crystals, ceramics, canned food, automobile emissions that were prevalent years ago, not so much now. But it is in our environment. And I could go through each one of these. Aluminum and arsenic, which is our environment. We live in the most toxic environment the world has ever seen. And you have to test for these things because you can't know on how you feel if you're being exposed to it. And a blood test doesn't show it. These toxic elements will not show up in the blood unless you are having an active current exposure. These heavy metals like lead, mercury, arsenic, things like that, will damage the kidneys and destroy the red blood cells, so the body will quickly get those out of the bloodstream and put them in a safe, a relatively safe place, into your fat, into your fat tissues, liver, things like that. Now, just a thing here, your brain is pretty much 60% fat, cholesterol, and there's a lot of cholesterol and fats associated with brain function. And these people with neurological Alzheimer's and Parkinson's tend to have high levels of lead and mercury in the body, in the brain, that is causing the problem. It's cumulative. It's cumulative, and you can't tell by how you feel if you have it or not. You have to do specialized testing, which we do in our clinic. And if you're interested in that, I got to tell you a funny story. Okay, not so funny for the family, but they had 3 kids who had mild signs of ADHD. And they were all under 10. And we did this, we did the hair and blood and specialized and other testing and found that they had this very situation where they had exposure to heavy metals. And all 3 kids even had thrush. Now, thrush is a candida, it's a yeast. And the yeast has the ability to bind many times its own weight in toxic heavy metals. So, if you just give somebody a drug to kill the yeast, that can release the heavy metals back into the system and the patient gets sicker. So when I saw this, I did the testing and we got the body healthy. We got the heavy metals out of the system. The thrush went away. And the funny part is that the mother said when they're on this special protocol to help get rid of the heavy metals, the kids are like angels. And she wanted to know if she could do this protocol while they're on vacation because the kids are so much better when they're on this special protocol to get rid of heavy metals. Hey, we come back. We're going to talk about the flu. You're listening to Dr. Merkel with Take-Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
If keeping up the beauty of your home, lawn, and landscape is at the top of your to-do list, you're in good company. Hi, this is Randy with Green Velvet Sod Farms, and we are the spring season's biggest fan because, for us, it means all things outside your window will be waking up and showing off their natural green beauty, including your lawn. Since 1959, Green Velvet has been your trusted local supplier of Ohio's most beautiful Kentucky bluegrass and turf-type tall fescue sod. You can count on us to provide you with products to keep your landscape healthy and thriving with our top-quality grass seeds, fertilizers, weed control products, and much more. But quality products are just the tip of the grass blade here at Green Velvet. We've built our business on relationships with people who trust the knowledge and advice of our team of turf professionals. Visit one of our four Dayton or Columbus locations or online at greenvelvet.com for solutions to your specific lawn care needs. It's easy to be green with Green Velvet, your local in-the-grass experts for 59 years and growing.
Do you have mold on your vinyl siding? Wondering what to do? Eradicate that mess with a call to Ohio Power Wash. Their special low-pressure wash won't harm your siding, but will leave you with a beautiful result while killing any fungus, algae, and mold. And you don't pay till you see the end result and are 100% satisfied. So don't take any chances with other methods. Call the insured professionals at Ohio Power Wash, 937-550-OHIO, or see OhioPowerWashLLC.com for more information.
I got it right now.
Stop by Subway restaurants for the new double meat signature wraps for just $6.99 each. Try the rotisserie style chicken Caesar on a spinach wrap or the Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese on a tomato basil wrap. Get yours today. Wraps prepared in front of you. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. Prices may vary. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
Finally, a new staffing solution. JP Management Group. JP means just professionals. And with JP Management Group, professionals are exactly what you'll get. JP Management delivers the brightest achievers and best performers, freeing upper management to excel at what they do best. We recruit, conduct background checks and drug tests, and we deliver professional employees that are the perfect fit for you. Boost your company's productivity and reduce heavy turnover, all while saving time and money. Hire just professionals with JP Management Group. For more details, go to jpmanagementgroup.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
Inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
Now through May 31st, bring home Unstoppable. Choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying Trane system. Visit traininfo.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Dealing with lots of clouds this morning and chilly temperatures climbing out of the 20s, eventually only reaching a high near 40 degrees later today. We'll have gradually decreasing clouds, keeping it a bit breezy, so wind chills for the afternoon sitting in the 30s. Tonight, mainly clear skies, another cold overnight as temperatures drop back down close to 20 degrees. Into your Sunday, plenty of sunshine to start, another cool afternoon in the low 40s. Clouds return with a chance for rain and snow showers Sunday night. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. And I'll be taking calls after this next break, after the half hour. And I see we got a caller online right now. Just hold on. I got some things I want to do. The point of this, I was talking about the hair testing and the toxic heavy metals. If that is the case with you or your children with ADHD, with depression, or any other neurological problems, or just behavior problems, did you listen to that list of lead? And they find that many adolescent children who are in jail, incarcerated, have high levels of lead. So is the toxic elements contributing or causing the mental, neurological, behavior problems? If lead or toxic elements or other imbalances or deficiencies are the problem, no amount of counseling is going to help. No drugs are going to help. You got to get to the bottom of the problem. And a simple test could be the solution, just like that doctor's patient. And we've had many like that over the years. But that doctor's patient, in 4 months, that autistic boy was back to normal is pretty amazing. And maybe a simple thing like that could help you with whatever problems you've got. And I've said it before, sometimes the solution to even serious problems is simple, safe, and natural once you test properly. And I've talked about many cases over the years. And we do have some amazing cases. And actually, if you want to get an idea of some things we do, go to our website and click on testimonials. The first one there is Dr. Marchek has one. And this lady had depression and other things, stressed out, night sweats, etc. But after 3 weeks, this lady wrote that her hot flashes are gone, night sweats gone, having 2 to 4 bowel movements a day, toenail fungus gone, lost weight, headaches are gone, and gray hairs are darkening again. Is that pretty cool? In just 3 weeks. And that's what we do. We test people. Because here's something, the symptoms that people have doesn't always correlate with the cause of the disease. The cause, let me give you another example. A few years ago, I had a husband and wife come in. They were both in their late 20s. And he had all kinds of problems. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, headaches, indigestion, insomnia. He had a skin rash and just a mess. In his late 20s, he was that bad already. Just could hardly work. He was in such bad shape. And so they came in and talked to me. And I got that. And I looked at his wife. Now, his wife was a cute, thin, trim lady. And I looked at her. Now, she worked at a high-end beauty salon. You know how they're all cute and made up and everything. And I said, "You don't look good. You look like you don't feel good." She kind of looked at me and said, "You know what? I feel terrible." She said she's been to many doctors, but they all blow her off because she's cute, trim, and thin and got her hair made up. But I acknowledge that she didn't look, and you can look at people, you can tell. You can tell her eyes weren't nice and clear. Her energy just didn't seem to be good. Her skin, even though she had makeup on, you could tell it didn't look that great. And I just told her what I acknowledged, and so we did a consultation on her and find out she had a few things, not like her husband, but different. But we tested them both and found that they were both 3 times off the chart in arsenic. Kind of find out that a house that they had bought 5 years before was built near an old landfill. They're being exposed to high levels of arsenic. Now, here's the thing. The symptoms that they had were different, but the cause was the same. The symptoms were different. The cause was the same. Now, if you were just treating symptoms, oh, sure, he had low adrenals. You'd done functional medicine. He had low T, and he had low neurotransmitters, all this stuff, but that wasn't his problem. And you could give that guy testosterone. You give them adrenal gland. You can give him all kinds of psychotic drugs to help his depression and everything else, and you're never going to get him better. That's what the testing is so important, that you test. If you don't know, like I said, the cause of the problem could be very simple once you get tested properly. When we come back, we're going to talk about heart attacks and a flu. You listen to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 11:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO news update. Our top story: a woman is shot and killed after an argument in Springfield.
Looking ahead to a mainly dry but chilly weekend, I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. We're checking things out on those freeways this hour. Not noticing anything in the Dayton area that's causing any backups or slowdowns that are going to get in your way as we get toward the afternoon. In our top story in Springfield, a man allegedly shooting his girlfriend in the head after an argument got physical. Lindsay Marsh was pregnant, reportedly along about 30 weeks.
Marsh was taken to Miami Valley Hospital, where doctors safely delivered her baby by a C-section. Right now, Hypes has been charged with felonious assault. I asked police whether he could end up facing any more charges.
That would be dependent on how the investigation unfolds.
WHIO's John Bedell says the latest reports show a spokesperson in Springfield says Marsh was pronounced dead at the hospital. We're working to get more from the coroner's office in this incident. In Dayton, a man is found guilty in connection to the death of a 2-year-old boy. The 23-year-old Ryan St. John will be sentenced on May 1st. The coroner's office says 2-year-old Braden Ferguson, the son of St. John's girlfriend, died from a blunt force skull fracture. A jury ruled St. John guilty on counts including involuntary manslaughter, endangering children, and felonious assault. Well, in Canada, tragedy on a roadway, a fatal crash happening between a truck and a bus carrying a junior hockey team.
At approximately 5 p.m., a semi-trailer unit collided with a passenger bus carrying members of the Humble Broncos. Collision occurred on Highway 35, approximately 30 kilometers north of Tisdale.
That's Ted Monroe of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He says at least 14 people were killed in that crash. Now, the exclusive WHIO 24-hour weather forecast. Here's meteorologist McCall Vrydags.
May see a few early flurries and plenty of cloud cover. Temperatures on the chillier side this morning. We get out of the 20s, only to climb to a high around the low 40s this afternoon. But we will see more sunshine. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar, looking all clear throughout the Miami Valley. It's 28 degrees in Troy, 31 in Springfield, and 29 here in Dayton at 11:32. I'm Jonah Adi on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
It's certainly not what you'd call a newsflash that some people have a problem with God for any number of seemingly legitimate reasons. The way people who say they love God treat others could be one of them. Maybe it's because there seems to be all sorts of contradictions in the Bible. There are all sorts of questions that need answering. What if there were some really well-reasoned answers for some of the questions that you might have? Would you be willing to listen? At Fairhaven Church, we're a group of different people, yet remarkably alike, on a journey with our own stories, brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but just need to accept. We would love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhaven.church. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
WHIO.
And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. Great to be with you on this beautiful day out there. Well, hopefully later today you can get out and get some exercise in, but I just enjoy the doctors we work with. And looking at the testimonials, and here's some of the titles. That is a great relief to me. Successful 100%, written by a 69-year-old male patient, helping those who need it most. A 48-year-old mother of 5 and a small business owner said, after seeing Dr. Marchek, the best I have ever felt in my life. And she had some major problems in her labs. This is one of my best ones here for Dr. Dyer. Listen to this. Now, do we hear about low T all the time, low testosterone all the time? And Dr. Dyer, this gentleman writes, Dr. Dyer did this little review. And this 68-year-old male had low testosterone, measured by his medical doctor, And after getting, the testosterone was 158. And after he saw Dr. Dyer, did the testing, put him on a special plan and et cetera based on his tests, listen to this, in only 2 weeks, his testosterone nearly doubled. From 158, it went up to 301 in just 2 weeks, with 480 being the goal. Patient is reporting sleep quality, duration have improved, increase in libido or sex drive, stamina performance. Recently set a personal best during a rowing workout. Also reports nails, hair, beard are all growing fast than he did before coming in. And he's got stats on there too. It's pretty... there's something I just saw. His wife says her love life is great. Okay, good, nice. But isn't that the way we're supposed to be? We're supposed to be healthy. And if you're taking testosterone, you're doing the wrong thing. Women, if you're on bioidenticals, that's wrong. It's a sign that you got something more serious going on. And taking those hormones is going to have a detrimental effect. It's going to have a declining return, and you're going to get worse if you're doing that. You need to do what this guy did. Get tested properly and get going. Okay, it's the flu. Why medical students out there, why does the flu just mysteriously appear in the fall and mysteriously go away in the spring? Why? Is it that the winds of the world blow around and just happen to get us at that time of year when it's in the fall and then it mysteriously goes away in the spring? Huh. Interesting. Well, there's an article I saw on the website, of course. And this is MedPage Today, and it was in the February 17th, 2018. And here's the headline that got my attention. And the headline is, Are Vaccine Skeptics Responsible for Flu Deaths? It's by Molly Walker, a staff writer. Let me say it. Are vaccine skeptics responsible for flu deaths? And it goes on and says, the CDC's most recent flu data indicates that an additional 22 children died from influenza-related causes. And related causes, which means all these people who are dying from the flu all have underlying health conditions. And they died with the flu, not from the flu. And if I have time, I'd love this. I saw a statistician there on how statistics are listed in when there is a death. And I don't have time to go over that now. But anyway, it goes on to say for flu, even 20% protection can prevent many cases and save many lives directly and indirectly. Now, why they say even 20%? Because this year's vaccine is not very effective. That's why. It has a low effectiveness, low efficacy rate. So they're saying it doesn't work very well, but even if it helps 20% to prevent many cases and save many lives directly and indirectly, that's what it says. Well, a medical doctor responded directly to that article. And he says, I have to say, I even had to rethink my support of the flu vaccine when I learned that the efficacy numbers used were misleading to the public. Most assume that 20% efficacy means one in five people would be protected from the flu, as do many of my fellow physicians. It took and I'm quoting this article here. It took a colleague of mine to point out that it is a relative risk reduction, which means that you're only reducing the typical estimated 4% risk a person has each year down to 3.2%, which means of everybody, only 4% get the flu. Out of 100 people in this country, only 4 get the flu. So a reduction in 20%, now you're down to 3.2%. And now I quote, in other words, out of 100 vaccinated people, one person would be protected from the flu if all 100 were vaccinated. And I'm going to add, and if the flu vaccine was even worked. only, and this is a quote from the medical doctor, only one person would be protected out of 100 that are vaccinated. What other business or job could survive with such low benefit? I know we're going to have Dave and Jan here in just a minute. If you saw them and they could only fix your car one out of every 100 times that you took it in, what would happen? If you'd had a flat tire and they could only fix it one out of every 100 times that you brought it in, what would happen to their business? Yeah, it wouldn't be around. How is it that one out of 100 is actual the true relative risk versus the absolute risk? One out of 100, and we're paying for this, and people are buying it, and it because it is so deceptive when they say 20% efficacy. People aren't dying from the flu. They're dying with the flu. If people are sick in a hospital, they got cancer, they got diabetes, and they're on their death door, and they've been treated with chemo and radiation, everything else, the patient's on their death door, and they get a little cold or flu, and they die with the flu. You know what goes on the coroner's record? Yeah, died from the flu. Died from, because it's easy. In fact, if the patient were on drugs and they had a reaction from the drugs or a reaction to the vaccine, they're going to put flu because they don't want to get sued. They don't want to get sued, and they don't want to have to go through all the rigmarole when you do just an easy, nothing cause of death like the flu. It gets passed and nobody thinks twice about it. And family members aren't worried about if you just put the flu down. If you say that's a bad reaction to the drug, bad reaction to surgical procedure, bad reaction to the vaccine, now you got a whole problem and you got all kinds of liability. And so it's easier to just put down the flu. Yeah, that's what's happened. Hey, okay. We got some callers online here. Let's go. This one looks interesting. We've got Kathy from Beaver Creek. Let's see. How do we do this? Okay, Kathy. Kathy, there we go. Kathy, how can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm asking about Lyme disease. Can you get brain fog from it?
You can get lots of symptoms from it. Chronic fatigue, brain fog.
And do the symptoms come right away or can it come months?
Oh, it can come months and even years. It can be progressive if you don't get it taken care of.
But even if you have antibiotics?
Antibiotics don't always work. There's a lot of people where antibiotics do not help with Lyme disease. They help only minimally. So it's one of the things, there's a lot of things going on with it. The testing is sometimes variable, but I do believe that the lab testing is there. But the drugs, the antibiotics and things aren't always very effective for Lyme disease. I've treated many patients with Lyme disease where the antibiotics didn't help at all. And I don't have time to go over the cases now, but there are, it's one of the things now here's the thing that when people have Lyme disease, here's what I want people to think about. Lots of people get exposed to Lyme disease and they don't get sick. That's true. People get exposed to Lyme disease and don't get sick. Some people, even without antibiotics, get a little bit sick and get over it. That's true too. So if you got Lyme disease and you got sick and you're not getting over it, maybe the problem isn't the antibiotics. Maybe the problem is you and your body. There, your immune system is so suppressed, so depressed, or there's some deficiency, imbalance, or toxicity that your body can't get over it. So we've seen people, truly, where the antibiotics, drugs, didn't do a bit of good. And then when we tested them, we saw, well, of course they're not, because you've got this deficiency, you got this imbalance, you got this toxicity. And trust me, if you got extreme low vitamin D, or you're anemic, or you've got high levels of lead and mercury, the antibiotics aren't going to do the job. So it goes back to the person once again. If you got Lyme disease, why did you get so sick and why aren't you getting over it? Does that help, Kathy?
Okay, could I ask one more?
Okay, quickly.
Do senior citizens urinate 3-4 times a night?
I guess some do.
Oh, most older people are saying they do. Is it from age?
Well, and most, as we get older, our ability, our systems are not as forgiving as when we're younger. When we're younger, kids can eat all kinds of junk and pop and things like that, and their livers and systems can deal with it. As we get older, we've got to be more strict with our diet. And I'm 61, and I can go all night long, about 6 hours, without getting up. My mother, 86 years of age, she gets up about once a night, is it, if that, sometimes not even that. But the key is, here's the thing, if you're getting up a night, what are you doing? Basically, people need to stop eating about 6 o'clock at night and do not drink anything but water after about 5 o'clock. No coffee, no pop, because all that caffeine and sugar is going to make you get up and go to the bathroom. Also, drugs. If you're on blood pressure drugs, if you're on water pills, diuretics, if you're on any drugs at all, your body's going to try and get those out of your system. And the way it does that is processes them through the kidneys. And so that toxic stuff doesn't stay in your bladder and in your kidneys, your body's going to want to urinate it out. So the more drugs you're on, the worse your diet, the more you're going to urinate. Now, you may have a urinary tract infection too, and a simple dipstick urine can identify that. But again, most urinary tract infections are due to poor diet and not drinking enough water, doing too much caffeine, sugar, carbohydrates, that kind of thing. Does that help, Kathy? These older people get their diet straightened out, I don't care how old you are, you can reduce that frequency of urination. Thank you, Kathy, for calling.
People get their diet straightened out.
Hope you have a good day. And and that is a problem I know for a lot of people. And I can guarantee it, for most guys with prostate problems, it is due to poor diet. And if these guys would clean up their diet, cut out the beer, cut out the alcohol, cut out the wine, and like I said, nothing but water after 5 o'clock, and get healthy so you don't need the drugs, you're going to do a lot better. Which goes to my mother. In fact, I got my daughter out in the car. We're going to head up to Van Wert here right after the show to see my mom. And we're going to take our PEMF unit, which I've talked about before. There's some information there on the website about it. PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic frequency. And about 2 years ago, my mom needed a hip replacement. I told her to go get one done, like she had her knee done like 10 years ago, and that worked out really well. But now at 85, she was, as her medical doctor said, too old. Medicare won't pay for it. So what do? I started using PEMF. Now, the protocols that I had been taught were for 10-minute treatments. And so out of desperation, I put her on it for about 2 hours. And the results have been incredible. And she's able to go the first time we used it. She used it 2 hours one day and 3 hours the next. And she, from using a wheelchair to go into church and then a walker, she didn't even take a cane into church the first day. Now, it's still arthritic. It's still bone on bone. It still needs replaced. But when we use PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic frequency, I'm taking it up and she'll do about a 3-hour treatment today. The results have been amazing. And she said she's starting to use a cane now because it's been about 3 months since she was on it last. I saw her over Christmas. And so we're going to go up and do it again today. And I'll bet she's going to have some nice results. I'll bet she's going to... Is that music? Is it time for me to take a break? Already? Oh, man. Say, we come back. There's a doctor had a heart attack at age 52. You're going to hear who this guy is. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen. Life is about risk and reward. So what if I was to tell you there's something that has zero risk and a tremendous reward? The reward of a great night's sleep, night after night after night. That's what you get with MyPillow. I know. 2.5 years, MyPillow has helped me sleep better than I've ever slept before. Now, if you have a sleep problem, obviously, you want to do something about it. But even if you don't think you have a sleep problem, MyPillow is going to help you sleep better than you thought you could. That was the case with me. Falling asleep fast, staying asleep, waking up feeling way more refreshed than I have in years. And I say it's no risk. That's because every MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And we've got a great offer for our WHIO listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, use the promo code WHIO. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and to-go-anywhere pillows. You can also call 1-800-320-1481 and again, use the promo code WHIO.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy, and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Listen, can you hear it? That's the call of adventure. Whoa, intense. But that's what you get at Miami Valley Gaming. Because on April the 28th, we're giving away a brand new Keystone Cougar half-ton RV or 20,000 cash. So if you're someone who's looking for adventure, come down for your chance to win on April 28th.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the gambling helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460, 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
Inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
Now through May 31st, bring home Unstoppable. Choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying Trane system. Visit traneinfo.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Hi, Greg McAfee here from McAfee Heating and Air. What a winter. 30 degrees and snow one day with 70 and sunshine the next. Out-of-season temperatures brings out-of-season savings for you. Now through April 15th, receive up to $2,500 off qualifying systems. That's right, instant cash back of up to $2,500. Call 438-1976 or find us online at mcair.com. Any season, anytime, McAfee.
Dealing with lots of clouds this morning and chilly temperatures climbing out of the 20s, eventually only reaching a high near 40 degrees later today. We'll have gradually decreasing clouds, keeping it a bit breezy, so wind chills for the afternoon sitting in the 30s. Tonight, mainly clear skies, another cold overnight as temperatures drop back down close to 20 degrees. Into your Sunday, plenty of sunshine to start, another cool afternoon in the low 40s. Clouds return with a chance for rain and snow showers Sunday night. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel. The final segment, say, the American Heart Association president suffers a heart attack at age 52. Yes, the leading expert in the country, the president of the American Heart Association, had a heart attack at age 52. Interesting. But you know what they don't? I would bet that he was on statin drugs. And if you're on statin drugs, they don't, I tell you, statin drugs are wrong. Absolutely wrong. You need cholesterol for brain function, hormones, cells, you need cholesterol for a strong immune system. But currently, one out of four Americans are on statins. And the medical doctors don't even read their own studies or they don't understand it. And here's where Atherosclerosis, August, that's a magazine, Atherosclerosis, August 24, 2012. Statin drugs accelerate cardiovascular disease and increase coronary calcification by more than 50%. More frequent statin use is associated with accelerated coronary artery calcification. That's exactly what's supposed to stop. These statin drugs are supposed to stop coronary artery calcification, and what it's doing, it actually accelerates it. And one of the things we have to do, and I just lost my place here, or understand, is it affects vitamin K2 synthesis. And I lost my spot here. I'm getting to it in a second because it's a very amazing article here. When people tell me that, okay, we're getting to it, that statins reduce heart attacks, it does exactly the opposite. It actually increases coronary artery calcification. And I'm just about to it. Let's see, statins. Okay, here it is. This is in the May 2015 issue of Thrombosis and Hemostasis. And you can review it online. Just Google thrombosis hemostasis. The article, statins inhibit vitamin K2 and stimulate hardening of the arteries. Expert review clinical pharmacology states that statins may act as mitochondrial toxins. Those are the things that produce energy and inhibit vitamin K2. Statins inhibit K2 synthesis in the body, thereby, and I quote, accelerating coronary artery calcification, according to researchers. Right there, the very thing statins are supposed to stop, it's actually accelerating. And this doctor, 52 medical doctors, probably been on statins for 20 years, you think? And he has developed arterial sclerosis and calcification because, I believe, the statins he was taking. Now, my mom, I know we got just a short time here, 86. She takes one drug. I put her on a, I got her a, had her take a one blood pressure pill. Started that last year, one. Her blood pressure is about 140 over 90, something like that. She's on no other drugs. She hasn't been to the medical doctor in 2 or 3 years. And people always ask her, well, how come you're not on any drugs? I tell her, don't go to the doctor. The more doctors you see, the more drugs you're going to be on, the sick you're going to be, the more problems you're going to have. Mom says a lot of her friends have shingles right now. I said, it's because of all the drugs they're on. The drugs they're on is suppressing your immune system. And I tell mom, you don't need them. 86, now she's not the picture of health. She is overweight, but she's determined to follow what we recommend. She does take some vitamins. She tries to eat right, but basically she's doing so well. She drives, does everything she wants to do at age 86. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare, where every Saturday, do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, call a friend, pray for our country. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.